Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen, and today I'm joined by Todd Parisi from Teen Spartan Youth Group. And Todd, first of all, just thanks for being here with us today on Talk of the Town.
You're very welcome, Jason. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So we're here to talk about Team Spartan Youth Group. And I guess I first want to start with, Todd, you are former military, former Marine. And so I first off want to say thank you for your service. And it is truly appreciated by myself and from everyone listening, so thank you for that.
You're very welcome, Jason. Thank you.
So let's talk about this Team Spartan Youth Group. It's a new thing, so there are a lot of people who have never heard of it and have no clue what it is. So if you could just give us a brief overview of what Team Spartan Youth Group is before we get a little more in-depth.
You bet, Jason. Team Spartan is basically an idea of kind of getting folks together. Young people, middle school, high school, younger as well. I have a lot of younger ones, as long as their parents are present, to come together to synergize, to kind of focus outward as a team towards the community and power project into the community in a volunteerism mode to really kind of get out there and socialize and contribute, live into the mantra of others before self. That's kind of the whole essence. It's a 501c3 organization. It's kind of a sub-appendage of the Youth Center in St. Mary's. And our focus is teamwork, community, and action. And, getting out there, positive mental attitude, enthusiasm, inspiration, leadership, self-confidence, discipline. You know, we're looking at, having some scholarships. We're looking at doing some recreational activities. We're definitely going to get into the community and do a lot of things. So there's just so much going on. One of the greatest focuses for me personally is, having been bullied when I was younger, is to break down social barriers and to get people united. Totally pulling in the same direction, and then take that lesson, that story, in a large front back into the schools and conquer and crush this thing called bullying, and where people feel left out and set aside and abandoned by their peers and stuff like that, and really just bring people together and understand what it's truly to be a hero. And that, to me, is a hero, somebody who doesn't care what anyone else thinks, somebody who's going to go and be part of the solution and really demonstrate the quality of their existence by being a friend to someone maybe who could use a friend. That's the essence and the kind of the soul and the synergy of the idea of Team Spartan, and it's been boldly embraced, and I'm extremely happy. I'm fired up. We had a great event here at Gunners this past Thursday. 200 people showed up. Unbelievable. And it's just awesome, the energy and the electricity that's in the room. You could just cut it with a knife. It's beautiful.
How did you get this started, and how long have you been working on this?
Jason, I just have always, I'm a motivational speaker, of course, and I've spoken to about 11,000 kids locally in the schools in that kind of formal capacity. And I just have always, I can't really do much. I don't have a lot of skills, but I do have, for some, unique reason, an ability to communicate and draw in youth. And I'm going to capitalize on that. It's just something that's exciting. It's something that's positive. And I think we all owe, to give something back. And I'm just fired up about that. So it's just kind of it came natural, but I just wanted to do something to, I guess, turn the tide back from what everyone talks about, saying there's problems with kids, need something to focus on, they need something to keep them out of trouble, to get them away from the video games and the phones, whatever. We got, the brilliant minds out there. They're as sharp as ever, but this is going to be, I think, a great program to help people get together and be focused and committed and synergize and learn even more, qualities and skills that they can take into their lives and apply it in every single direction. So that's kind of, I may have wandered off the path slightly. I think I saw a squirrel or something. But other than that, that's kind of where we're at.
How long have you been working on putting this together?
Great point. We've been working on this probably 30 days. I've been thinking about it for a while. But 30 days probably from, the cradle to where we're at now. We went from, conception to deploying the force as far as a concept to the massive influx of enthusiasm and just high energy. And I'm just tickled pink at the way that the parents have embraced this and entrusted me with their confidence to, do this. And the youth are fired up. They all run around saying boom all the time because that's kind of my, punchline. And the local businesses, I just got to say, holy cow, I can't even list them here right now, but so many businesses made, significant donations, and individuals around and surrounding the area and outside of the area from other states. It's just like people believe, they're really on board and they're drinking the Kool-Aid, as I like to say, but they're invested in our youth.
That's not a good metaphor, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Well, it's a Kool-Aid of motivation.
There we go.
It's the boom to shakalaka and the height of the style and the profiling. That's all I'm saying.
So why is this such an important thing to you? I know you mentioned bullying when you were growing up a little bit, but what's so important here for the kids to be a part of this?
Well, you know, I always say you can't have too many people cheering for you. You can't have too many applause. As there are young Spartans, as we call them, racing through the arena, I want to assemble a force that is to infinity and beyond that will not prop them up, but pump them up. It's not about everyone gets a trophy, we're going to pat them. It's tough and stern, and we have standards of expectation. But they need to know that there's people out there that are other than their family and friends that believe in them and that are eager to demonstrate and display that. And they're cheering from the bleachers as they race through, as they pursue their goals and dreams in life. And that they know that there's nothing they can't accomplish. As long as they believe it, they can achieve it. They can imagine it, they become it. And the I can, I will, I must mentality, you know, to be hungry, to go after it. And sometimes life will throw you some curveballs and maybe – you know, you'll give up on your dream and you'll let it go and you'll regret that. You know, I always try to inspire the idea of never use the words I should have. Just do, like Nike says, you know, get out there and do. And you can't fail unless you don't try or you give up. The only way you can fail is that right there. Other than that, you're practicing to be successful. So I just want to kind of, like I said, assemble folks to get together, to get excited, to get fired up. R.W. Emerson says the world belongs to the energetic, and I'm all in that like King Kong. So I just want to kind of give our youth the absolute best possible chance of success. And the way we do that is by investing our time, our effort, our energy, our resources, and we back it up with action, not just words. Talk is cheap, you know what I mean? I'm a Marine of, you know, wearing the fabric of the nation almost 30 years, and nothing gets done without being willing to get out of that fighting hole and maneuver in the offensive action forward across the field. And that's exactly what I'm doing, is leading by example, which we all have a responsibility to do.
And you mentioned just a second ago that you are a Marine, retired at this point, but still a Marine, right?
Absolutely.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. How has that background helped you with putting together this group and inspired maybe some of the values in that group?
Well, you know, the Marine Corps in many ways just had a profound and magnificent impact and influence on my life. Certainly, I retired inside, you know, near the top 50 of the United States Marine Corps. So I've got to kind of get a, you know, a little look up and down the chain of command, having been in all positions throughout. And, you know, I just have learned what it takes to get people synergized and people pulling together. You know, what it really comes down to is leadership is nothing more than one simple word. It's all there is to it. It's not the only word, but it's the most important word, and that's influence. But in order to get influence, you have to earn respect, and you have to be willing to earn it, not take it. So when you earn respect from people, you have influence. And when it comes time to, you know, operate in what a place we call the extra mile, people are willing and eager to do that. But really what it comes down to is it's nothing more when people know you care, genuinely and sincerely, personally and professionally, about them and their families, and they get that through action, not just word, and you connect that circuit. Once that circuit is connected, that's when you can move mountains and separate seas. You know, and that's the team that ultimately is impenetrable, ironclad steel curtain that cannot be violated or broken, and that's what we're talking about doing. So that's what I've learned in the Marine Corps, you know, along the way. That's one constant that is irrefutable. It's undeniable. It's unbeatable. You can't not be deterred. You can't be thrown off the scent. And you take that anywhere, to adults, to factories. I do Fortune 500, Global 500 organizations, and you know what? Six-year-olds and Tony Nicely, the president of, you know, Geico, they respond the same exact way. Humans do. It's natural, you know. It's not rocket science. I mean, we're not building a spaceship here, and I know NASA is not outside waiting to recruit me because I got two brain cells fist fighting for oxygen, but I'm fired up. I'm motivated. I love our kids. They get it. They see it. They feel it, and others are too, and it brings out the best in not only them, but quite frankly, in me.
Now, you mentioned that some of your values, teamwork, community, action. What does that mean to you, and how does that affect and shape this group, the Team Spartan?
You bet. And again, Jason, talking about the mantra of others before self, you know, really what it comes down to is power projecting into the community. You know, taking those intangible skill sets, skills and the characteristics, traits and principles and so on and so forth, and weaving them into the DNA composition, the character of us all, you know, and getting out into the community and being an active, powerful force. And the goal is, when I speak motivation-wise to companies and groups and stuff, I say, if I talk and I excite you and get you all fired up, that's great. But if I don't give you something actionable that you can take and employ, choose to employ, then it really kind of dies on the vine, so to speak. Mm-hmm. There has to be something you can follow up on that your existence can be enhanced by, you know, as far as that goes, if you're willing to consider the possibility of something different. And that's kind of what I'm doing with the Spartan group, is getting them out there. It's not just to get everyone fired up. That's awesome. I mean, they're a rowdy bunch, and they're fired up. But I want to make sure that they have something tangible and measurable to pull away from this. You know, they need volunteerism hours in their high school. They need, that looks great on a job resume, a college application. The goal is to get them power projected, maybe start interfacing with employers, leaders, folks in the community. And maybe when this young man expresses a desire, interest, maybe due to his demonstration of commitment and devotion to the community, his leadership, maybe that employer says, hey, bring him in for a day and let me job shadow with him. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, someone will see something in that young man or young lady and say, you know what, you're out there making things happen, you know, getting it done. And maybe they'll get a job opportunity that they otherwise wouldn't get because they are an actual active force. So that's kind of my goal there. It's a very large concept. It's not just something one-dimensional. It's multidimensional. And we're attacking in multiple directions. And I want them to have measurable, tangible benefits to come from this. And not only their character, which is intangible, of course, you know, which is profound when it comes to leadership and self-confidence, discipline, things that we all need. But to be able to have those kind of nuggets, those bullets that they can walk away with. You know, I keep records on every single, you know, one of the great American Spartans. And that way, when they come time to need this, the letter or this information or something, the endorsement or a letter of recommendation, then we can box that in and square it away and help get them on the high road and keep them there.
Who all is this group open to?
This group was open to, you know, really it's an Elk County thing. But I just spoke at Du Bois High School in a motivational capacity maybe a couple weeks ago, and that went very well. And I had some youth approach me, and of course, I'm always, you know, always talking the program and trying to keep them on track and take them to the next level. And so I have some folks even come from Du Bois. You know what? Caring about people and being fired up and supercharged, electrified, and trying to contribute and make a difference and help strengthen the soul of the community by, you know, investing in the youth doesn't have any boundaries. So quite frankly, if you have to take a jet and come from California and you can be here by, you know, so-and-so time, then I'm on that like it's cool. So really, you know, you get the kind of the theory, the theme of that, but I would never turn anyone away.
Is there an age group?
Well, it's youth group, of course. So I'm, you know, primarily focused on middle school, high school, but again, I have a ton of 10-year-olds and they just make me feel great. I mean, just the spirit and the shine and the glow and the way they're just so fired up, it's unbelievable. So as long as they have a parent present, like 12 and under, you know, to be a part of that. And certainly not only that is a benefit to the young person, but it's also, you know, it's also, I think, continues to forge the goodness of a relationship between a father and a son and a daughter and a mom. You know what I mean? So that there's just goodness. It's just so many peripheral and kind of collateral benefits from this program. I mean, not trying to overstate it, but there's a reason why we started last week. And just this recent Thursday, we had almost 200 people there. It's not an accident. I mean, it's people are jazzed, they see it, and it's authentic, and it's passionate, and it's genuine, and sincere, and you know what? I don't care who you are, you can't help but get excited about that if you care.
Now, are there other leaders besides yourself who are helping in some capacity with the group?
You know, it's a tight circle right now, to be honest with you, because I make sure I have all my background checks, everything like that. I provide to the families, the state, federal, the, you know, from the child abuse center and all that stuff. So you all within 30 days, everything is above board, totally legit. They get a welcome aboard package, which they're not expecting that, but I do that because it's like, hey, I would want that if my kids were, you know, a part of this, and my kids are all grown up. But there is a small core, you know, Randy and Brandy Simbeck, Maria Soloway, you know, we have Matt Newbert. You know, and just that's really a small nucleus, kind of a group that's the center of that kind of concept, and they are just a power force. You know, I'm kind of like the guy that gets to kind of run my soup cooler, but they're really the ones who have really supported the Team We concept. It's not about me; it's about we, and really have been a power solution to an engine. To making what my simple, humble vision might be, they breathe life into it and make it something awesome. But it's not just them, you know. It's other folks that are far too numerous to mention here that have just been incredibly amazing and just so encouraging and just cheering and really giving me a lot of inspiration to, you know, help kind of develop different concepts and ideas and the courage and the audacity and the ability to, and the support to go out in the community and execute on it, but not only execute on it, but again, if it doesn't have life, it doesn't have someone breathing into it, you can jump up and down on the mountain all you want with a brilliant idea. If people don't support it, then it doesn't take flight. You know, and sometimes you just got to jump, leap, and grow your wings on the way down, and that's what we're doing. And this thing is soaring at 30,000 feet right now, and I'm just proud, honored, humbled, and privileged that so many people trust me and feel confident with my leadership and, you know, what we've done to the community so far. I think we've done some decent things. and it's just been amazing, and it could not have happened without our St. Mary's family and all the surrounding areas who have been so tremendously supportive. So I'd like to give a shout out to them too as well.
What's expected of the youth, and what can they be expected to receive from being a part of this group?
Well, the expectation is, again, it's not like a cultivated climate where everybody gets a trophy, you know what I mean, where you can just run rampant and kind of, off the reservation, and so to speak. I tell them that, hey, no one speaks when I speak. But the exchange for that is I won't speak when you're speaking. It's called respect. So we're gonna start this thing with a kind of a band of unity, I call it. It's a set of ethos and values. It's not anything off the reservation. It's basic humanity, the way we should all be treating each other even every day. But it's about doing the right thing and making the right decisions and treating each other with respect. And they know very bluntly that if there's any bullying or any infighting or bickering within the family, that's one thing that doesn't happen. And that's, the perfect way to get launched like a Tomahawk cruise missile. Quite frankly, that's not going to be tolerated. And I say that once, like any good leader should, and I'm confident I'll never have to readdress it again. Because they are there for the right reasons, because they are excited. They are fired up. I got the... Pat Schlims, who's the, up on the football team, mm-hmm. I think an iconic and just awesome example of a young man, a young person in the community looking to go into West Point. I got Selena, she's got spina bifida and is in a wheelchair and a beautiful person, so fired up, and her spirit just lifts me up and encourages me. I lost twins to spina bifida. Mm-hmm. So she is a beautiful person. And we got so many other, young people, David Smith, who's got leukemia. 13 years old, give or take, and just such a diverse group of wonderful people. And what we want to do is just crush those social barriers and have everybody. This is about us. This is about creating a movement, a revolution, about being bold and swift in our actions and getting these young people to go back. And what they get out of it is their character is going to be reinforced, their ethos and their warrior values of how they exist in life. And they're never going to pass up a person that is in a need or needs help, or they're going to maybe be more heightened awareness as far as being kind and thoughtful and gentle. You can be tough and rigid and steadfast, and I believe that I've kind of earned that reputation of the Spartan in the Marine Corps, but you also have to let people know you care, and you have to be there for them, and you can't just say it, you have to do it. And they're gonna feel that. That's probably the greatest thing, is their character and what they gain as far as their self-confidence and a sanctuary of place where they can go to, that if it's 100 or 300, which it will be, and more. Imagine 300 youth assembled wearing the neon yellow lifeguard colored, Team Spartan shirt on a field. The reason we did that is because, number one, it's safety. Number two, I can see exactly where everyone's at. Number three, when they are, compiled together in one massive group, it's going to look like the sunrise. And that's exactly what it is. It's a point of, hey, it's a new day, a new dawn, and we're ready to saddle up and ride. And I'm so excited about the enthusiasm demonstrated and displayed for what's happening, but they're going to walk away with things that are just, I think, life-changing, that are tangible and intangible. The first meeting was 54 youth and their family, and once the brief was done, they had an option to choose to enlist, if you will, or sign up from there, knowing the standards of what's required and accepted and demanded, quite frankly. And of the 54, we were very fortunate and blessed to have 54 actually sign on the team. So, and that has just exponentially grown in this last event at Gunners, and it's quite frankly, the road is wide open for the possibilities. We're going to get involved in the Relay for Life. We're going to do the brain aneurysm awareness walk on the 15th out of Benzinga Park. I encourage everyone to be there for that. We're going to load up on luxury cruise liners and take the Spartans and their moms and dads to the National Museum of the Marine Corps. And they're excited about that, and they're not going to pay a dime. That's one thing. No parent ever pays a penny for this program. It's about society and the community supporting the youth and talking about it. The way that it can support it is to breathe life into it financially and help us get our kind of wings spread. And they'll never pay a dime, the families. So I want to do that, with the food at Gunners recently, which was taken care of by Workforce Solutions. I mean, just some great, phenomenal organizations that step up and giddy up, and they're not about just talking and running the soup cooler. They're out there demonstrating with action and backing it with commitment. But you can imagine rolling in about six or seven huge buses down into the museum down there with a platoon of Marines, active duty, standing by to escort each family through the museum. You don't think that's going to be an experience that people are going to remember. And again, it has nothing to do with trying to create a breeding ground for the military, but there are a lot of good qualities and traits that the Marine Corps exudes and demonstrates. That's why people pay me $5,000 an hour to speak at global and Fortune 500 companies because those very skills and that experience is measurable and it's tangible and it's relative and it transitions over into the civilian sector. And its bottom line is, you know, Marines first in, last out, and we get it done. I mean, we crush bones into powder and pick our teeth with the shards left over. So that those same ethos are going to get passed on to our young Spartans, and it's going to be a like poetry in motion, a beautiful thing.
Well, what do you envision a typical meeting or gathering looking like?
Very loud. You know, every meeting and function we have, they'll be rocking the Team Spartan shirt, which they'll get tonight, or which they've gotten already, I'm sorry, and they'll that's for free, of course. But getting together, getting on accountability, you know, we're even going to have it broken down to where, hey, my 17-year-olds, guess what? You're a squad leader. My 15-year-olds, guess what? You're a fire team leader. And that squad leader has three fire team leaders. And my 15-year-old has three 10 or 11-year-olds. And basically, it's all about teaching them leadership and that structure and kind of concept, you know. So they get together, kind of set up. They're going to learn about accountability, responsibility, you know. But if we do, say, on the 15th, at 09, we'll be smiling, styling, and profiling at Benzinger Park. We'll be out there rocking that thing. It's a massive group. And my goal is 200 to 300 human beings out there walking with Team Spartan alone to support this important cause. So we'd get out there, synergize, get together, you know, let out a few screaming battle cries, let the world know we're there, kind of open up the heavens and get people fired up and rowdy. There'll be no confusion when Team Spartan youth group is on deck and around. And we'll be out there, like I said, really, you know, power projecting into the community, being a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. And getting people excited about their own existence. So they'll be doing that, say, for example, and we'll walk together, we'll high-five, we'll team build, we'll learn to get to know each other and what the likes are and dislikes, what they want to do, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's going to vary from event to event, but that's kind of an example. But, you know, the bottom line is the excitement, the enthusiasm, the vigor, the team building, the relationships, the establishing of allegiances and new friends. And I want to, like, watch that happen. And we were at Gunners. You could watch them for an hour eating, enjoying their food that they didn't pay for. And because they're stepping up, you know, and watch them socialize and interact and just build friendships. And to me, that's something that, you know, strengthens the character of who we are and makes us feel better about ourselves and so on and so forth. And so many young people, like I did when I was younger, need that. You know, they need to feel something beyond their home and beyond their maybe close base of friends. And kind of expand that perimeter, so to speak, you know. So I think that's wonderful. I know I wander off the reservation from time to time, Jason. I just get so excited. You know what I mean? I'm surprised I'm not doing a backflip here right now.
So if somebody's listening today and they're really interested in this, where is the next time and place that they can show up to maybe get some more information?
Well, I would say my website is toddparisi.com, which really is my motivational speaking type stuff like that. But you can connect with me through there. There's a link where you can send me a message. You can go to my email. It's parisitodd@hotmail.com. You can go to Todd Parisi, motivational speaker, on Facebook, where you'll really see kind of everything's pretty much public. So even if you're, you know, send me a friend request and you can check that out and see that. You just communicate with me and, you know, I'll give you the who, what, when, where for the next, you know, bomb to be dropped, you know, for the next event. And every event we have, I'm already briefing the following event with flyers. So they have take me home things. They have the stuff on my Facebook. They see it and they're very well educated and all that kind of stuff. So if they just reach out to me and, you know, they'll more than welcome. Again, the goal is to get people excited, get the parents more enthusiastic and even more, you know, involved and stuff like that, because it's kind of the old for us, by us, you know what I mean? So it's just all good. I can't see anything but just a massive locomotive, positive freight train of energy that is just racing through this place. And quite frankly, I think it's going to be an epic, not only movement, but a revolution. It is going to be, get it attention nationwide. And then, you know, who knows? You drop that pebble in the pond, it sends an endless ripple that comes back to us. That's a great, great thing. We're already making differences. We're already having impacts. We're already seeing the benefit of people feeling like they belong to something that's larger than themselves. It's not we, or it's not me, it's we. It's us. You know, there's no them and they, it's us and we. And that's how we need to look at life. We're not divisive, we're united. And we may be different, I tell the kids. They say, oh, I don't want to do this, maybe I'm a little nervous, I'm different. I say, that's what makes you beautiful, that's what makes you awesome, that's what makes you special. Anyone can be the same. You have the courage to be different and let your light shine bright. And I'll tell you what, I'll stand there and cheer and yell to top my lungs, encouraging you to continue to do that. And so will many, many others. And that's what we want to do, is just assemble the force and put the boom in shakalaka.
I know one thing you wanted to mention on was the Spartan Ball 2017. And I know you have the details about that. What is it? What's it benefit? all that good stuff.
Thank you very much, Jason. That's the Dickinson Center, run by, set up by a dear friend of mine, Jen Dippold. She's absolutely awesome. They call it Spartan Ball 2017. Basically, it's an event to, you know, recognize veterans, salute our veterans. Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson has already purchased 100 plates free for the first 100 veterans that register. I think that's a pretty bold proclamation on support and caring for our veterans. It's going at the Red Fern from 6 to midnight on
I think it's July 7th, if I'm seeing it through the paper.
You're right. I like looked over the paper there. It is July 7th. You're right, Jason. It's July 7th at the Red Fern, and you can register by calling 776-0299 or go online at www.dickinsoncenter.org, and you'll be able to, you know, get that squared away. And I'm the keynote speaker, so hopefully I won't bore you to death, but that's pretty exciting, and I'm fired up, and I'm really, really eager to see, you know, that place get slam-packed full supporting our veterans. And also, it's benefiting, the fundraising is benefiting the Dickinson Center for their inpatient and outpatient care services. So there's just a lot of people putting a lot of great work in there to make this happen. But I definitely want to applaud Jen Dippold, who's just very, very much has her heart in this and very passionate and very much dedicated to veterans and very passionate about her job. And she's really putting a lot of hard work into this. So I just like to see people sign on those locations there and get your tickets and secure it. I believe it's going to go fast. I believe it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be an awesome time. And I'm ready to rumble in the jungle. And again, that's July 7th, 2017. Come, you know, rain or shine, we're going to be smiling, styling, and profiling there at the Spartan Ball 2017.
All right. Now, Todd, you are a motivational speaker. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, right? You're looking at me funny like, I'm not a motivational speaker.
Oh, no,
speaker.
I'm not looking at you funny.
You're a motivational speaker. Can you give us 30 seconds to a minute of good Sunday motivation?
Well, you know what? When I would walk into the theater with the United States Marines, I would be wearing a Spartan helmet carrying a battle axe. And I would offer them the greeting of the day that I would offer you. I would say, greetings and salutations, great American warriors. Highly motivated, truly dedicated, high styling, profiling, still smiling, hard charging, fire breathing, meat eating, bone crushing, spine shattering, skull smashing, great American carnivorous gladiators. Who hit their goals and dreams and aspirations so hard they knock the flesh clean off the bones, crush the bones into powder, and pick success and victory out of your teeth with the shards left over. Can I get a witness? And the skies would open up and the heavens would roar and people would get fired up. And that's kind of, sounds kind of a little bit strong language, but the bottom line, I think most people can assemble that into the idea that you have to be hungry. You have to go after it. You know, they say good things come to those who wait. I say the things left over from those who didn't. You know, you have to go after it. You have to be hungry. You have to be supercharged. You have to empower the hour, slay the day, and be willing to do the work. You know, nothing is just going to fall in your lap. You know, success is not an accident. It's a purposeful, methodical, aggressive, bold, offensive attack on life to manifest your own destiny and to find, you know, the best of who you are. Let no stone be unturned. Let no dream be untried. Don't live your life looking back and say, I should have. Don't say but, because you know the word but, right after the word but comes an excuse of why you didn't. Take the word but out, exterminate it from your English language, take the words out, I should have, do, and just make it happen and just get out there and wiggle your tail. There's nothing that you can't accomplish. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. Go after it, hungry. And if you give your absolute best, you don't have to be the best, you just have to give your best. And if you do that, no matter where, you finish. I don't care if it's last place 20 minutes from the 99th person. If you gave your best, you gave your absolute all, you left it all on the field, you're a champion. It has nothing to do with where you place. It has to do with what's in your heart. And if what's in your heart is how you live your life by doing your absolute best at every single thing you do. Trust me, the right thing will happen. All right, the right outcome will occur, and you'll be victorious. You know, you can either be the victim or the victor, the instrument of inspiration or the tool of torture. You have to decide. You have to pick a side. You have to figure it out. You have to commit. But you know what? It's always easy to take the low road, go the simple way. But you know what? That's the path of least resistance, and that's you know, where you're not going to get the great view. You got to be willing to work hard, do the work, climb the mountain. And you know, it's not about the destination only. It's about the journey where character is forged. But when you get to that mountain, because of the hard work and because of the sacrifice and commitment, the view is much better looking down. So I say, just go after it. Just don't let nothing hold you back or stand in your way. And this is for every human being with an earshot of these humble words, is get out there. If you want to do something, if you want to go back to school, if you want to change jobs, if you want to, you know, lose weight or get more physically fit, if you want to just have a goal or a dream and it's been on the back burner, you've been thinking about it and it's kind of haunting you and hanging over you, just go after it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to, it doesn't matter what the outcome is. You know what I mean? But it's gonna make you feel better and more confident, and happier, and more joy in your life when you at least give it your absolute best. You know what? Because you can walk off the field saying, "I'm a champion," and I'll cheer for you. With Martin scarred, with blood and sweat racing through the arena, I will stand up there in those bleachers and I will cheer for you. I will run with you. I will lead you. I will follow you. We'll do whatever needs to be done to move the chains down the field and watch, you know, this area, our house, our family, our friends, the community become stronger and more able to power project out into the community. And I'm just really, really excited about that. I'm just really fired up. So I can't tell you how much, Jason, I appreciate, you know, your opportunity to be here today and to communicate a few simple, humble thoughts. I'm excited.
Well, Todd, thanks for joining us today on Talk of the Town. I wish you the best of luck with your Team Spartan Youth Group. Sounds awesome, and I hope it really gets some kids involved and ready to go.
Well, I appreciate that, Jason. No doubt I'll say there is a place for the world in hope, but hope is an indication that there's a possibility of failure. So we'll extract that from the conversation. Luck is for people who lack talent, so we know what we're doing. So we're fired up, supercharged, and we're ready to get it on like Donkey Kong. I really, really appreciate it, and let's grow this thing to be a force that you can see assembled from the moon.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay.